Welcome to 40 Plus Fitness for Women. I'm Lynn, your host. Today, we are going to discuss a topic that was requested by one of our listeners. So that was really exciting. And that is how to correct muscle imbalances, so side imbalances. So what is that? So a muscle imbalance would be when you notice that either your right or your left side is stronger than the other. That is the most classic one. And I have actually suffered from this myself. So when I was a young child doing ballet classes, I mean, this was before I started doing team sports, I was trying to do the splits one day and dislocated my hip. It went like clunks, clunks. So out in, and oh my God, did it hurt. And it took probably about a year for me to really be able to use my body the way I was before. And then it was fine for years. I like forgot about it basically. But you know how these things go. And when you get older, old injuries start to haunt you. And it has started to haunt me later in life. So old injuries are definitely something that can be a source of muscle imbalance. So how this has shown up for me is that after all those years of doing pump classes where you're doing back squats, which of course are bilateral movements, you're using your right and your left leg at the same time. Even though I am a stickler for form, so I am always like a hawk watching and paying attention to, am I pressing with both sides the same amount? I managed to get quite a hefty muscle imbalance. And this was not really revealed until I started getting a lot of pain in running and other activities that I was doing and went to see a physical therapist. So definitely physical therapist is one of the greatest resources if you do happen to have issues or muscle imbalance, because they can help you to identify the best exercises for you to do to fix your particular muscle imbalance. But so for me, what had happened is that even though I was really trying to use both of my legs, I was inadvertently using my right leg, in other words, my non-injured leg, more, and it ended up with my left leg being considerably weaker. And the injury also caused that I was not using the back of my left thigh, so my hamstring, really at all. It was pretty much just dead weight back there. And I was using other muscles, including my right leg, to compensate. So it was basically a big fat mess. But even though definitely going to a physical therapist is going to be your best course of action to get some good advice if you get as far gone as I did, there are some ways for you to kind of already make sure that you are not going to go down that path. And that includes using unilateral training methods in your weight training. So like I said, some of the reasons why you may be stronger on one side than the other include that, you know, naturally you may be just stronger on one side. You know, you're right-handed or left-handed. You may notice you're right-footed or left-footed. Like my son is, right-handed to right, but then plays soccer left-footed. Maybe you play something like soccer or some kind of sport where that kind, you're like using one side more than the other. So you may end up with muscle imbalances. I played lacrosse through high school and college. So your right arm, or for me, my right hand was always up and left hand down. For sure, they're doing like different jobs. So it's not going to be quite even muscle development. So important to, you know, be aware of that as you do your weight training. Then there can be things like you have less of a range of motion on one side than the other. I mean, if you've ever tried to scratch the middle of your back, you know, you may try with your right hand and then your left hand and you're like, oh, there's a little bit of a difference here. Or if you've tried to do the splits and you can get down lower on one side than the other side. I mean, you know, we're just naturally not 100% even Steven on both sides. And then there may be things like larger injuries. The podcast listener who suggested this topic, she had actually broken her arm and her leg. And of course, when your limb is in a cast, it is really going to lose muscle strength quite quickly from being completely immobilized. So coming back from that, especially at this age, is very challenging. And then like in my case, an old injury from childhood may be starting to bother you in later in life and causing your body to start favoring one side over the other. And like in my example, it can be really, really sneaky, you know, even if you really, really try to not use, you know, one more than the other, you may end up using one more than the other. How to avoid it? Well, of course, if you are injured or you have, you know, you have less range of motion and this kind of thing, it may be harder to avoid. Of course, if you have an injury where your limb has been casted, then of course, there's nothing you can do. You're going to have to do some physical therapy to get out of that kind of hole that you're dug into by that injury. But for the rest of us, like if you're fairly like healthy and normal and don't have any major injuries, one thing that you should be incorporating into your weight training really is kind of doing one-sided work. So that's unilateral training. And so if you think about when you're weight training, let's say you're doing a lat pull down, you are using a bar and both of your hands are holding onto that same bar. So it is easier for your hands to decide to like not do the same amount of work, right? Because you're both pulling on the same bar. Same thing if you're doing bicep curls with a barbell. Both of your hands are holding the same bar, so they're working together to raise that bar. So maybe your right hand works a little bit more than your left hand. Same thing can happen when you're on machines. So let's say you're doing a seated leg extension where you're working your quads. If you're working both legs at the same time, you might be actually using one leg more than the other, even if you're trying to be very even about that. And the same thing with seated leg curls. So there are really a lot of exercises where you're using both of the legs at the same time, and there is the opportunity for your body to not split the workload evenly. So that's where the unilateral work can help. And by the way, if you're fortunate enough to have a seated leg curl at your gym where there are separate pads for both legs, then it is harder to cheat, right? Or impossible to cheat because each of your legs is given their own job. And the same thing with leg extensions, if you have a machine where it is separate. But otherwise, you need to do the unilateral work. So what does that mean in practice? Is that you are going to do one set with your left and another set with your right, so that they can't be helping each other. Now, in some situations, this is easier. So let's take the bicep curl example. So if you are using a barbell, so that means one bar that both hands are holding onto, you have a situation where you could a little bit cheat with one hand over the other. But if you swap that out for two dumbbells, then your hands are each working with their own dumbbell and they cannot cheat in the same way. They're each going to have to lift that amount of weight. So that is one way to do it, to work with dumbbells instead of barbells. And then with the machines, like for example, if you have the leg extension machine, which has one roller, so that if you're doing two legs at the same time, they're pushing on the same roller, you just use that machine, but do first your right leg and then take a little break and then do your left leg and take a little break and then again and again, right? So that is a way of doing the unilateral work. Now, the challenge with unilateral work, I mean, it'd be great to do it every time, you know, always train, you know, your right side and your left side separately so that you could make sure there wouldn't be this cheating factor. But of course, it means that instead of doing one set with both hands at the same time, you might be doing two sets. Okay, not in the example with the dumbbell bicep curls, because you can be curling both hands at the same time. But in the example of the leg extensions, your quads, you are going to have to actually do one leg at a time. So it is going to take twice as long to get through one set of quads. For like that practical limitation, I would suggest that, you know, you can do most of the time exercises that you're doing both sides at the same time. Choose the dumbbells instead of the barbell, you know, for certain exercises. But then for things like your leg extension machine or leg curl machine, maybe every fourth time you go and you do them separately, or maybe for 2 months you do them at the same time, so bilateral workout, and then you spend a month doing it unilaterally. Or make sure that one of your leg exercises is a unilateral leg exercise. Hey, I wanted to run an idea by you. I've been thinking about how to help more women get started weight training. I've been mulling over offering an online group program where women from all over could do this together virtually. So instead of one-on-one coaching, it would be me coaching a group of women at the same time. I was thinking it could happen in a Facebook group where we could all hang out, share training wins, ask questions, and get support and encouragement from the community, and of course, from me too. What do you think? Is this something that might appeal to you? Now, this is just an idea at this stage, but if this is something that could actually interest you, please let me know by signing up for the waitlist. Now, signing up is not an obligation to join, but if I do end up creating such a group program, you'd be the first to know and be able to join at a discounted price as a founding member. Most likely, I would launch this in the fall of 2023. You can join the waitlist at www.befitafter40.com/group, and I'll also pop the link in the show notes. It would really help if you would join the waitlist so I can get a feeling for whether this is actually interesting to my audience or not. Now back to the show. Okay, so incorporating this kind of unilateral work to kind of avoid getting to the point where you have a lot of imbalance is a good idea. But what about if you already have an imbalance? So this is something that I have really tackled after spending so much time doing bilateral work and inadvertently always using my right side a little bit more than my left side. So here is how I've been tackling that. And this has been how my physical therapist has recommended I do it. So I will do the unilateral work and I will start with my weaker side, which is my left leg. So for example, I do Bulgarian split squats, which is, you know, one side at a time, right? So I'll do the left side Bulgarian split squats and see how many reps I can do. Let's say I can do 7 reps. So I'll do my 7 reps of my left side. Then I'll stand up and instead of taking a break, I will go straight into doing the right side and I'll match my left side reps. So since my left side was able to do 7, I will do 7 on the right side. Now my right side is significantly stronger than my left side, despite the fact that I have been working, you know, for 6 months to try to get them even, and they're getting much, much more even. I mean, it used to be a joke, like how much stronger my right side was. So I stick to the amount that I can do on my left side and I do that on my right. And I always start with the weaker side because you are going to be more fresh, more able to recruit the muscles earlier in your training, having it be first, all the things. So it'll always be my left side, do as many reps as I can do, then switch right into my right side, match the reps that I did on the left side. Then I take a proper break. And then rinse, repeat. So that is how I have been tackling that. And then another strategy that one can use is to add an additional training session for that weaker body part, that weaker muscle into your week. Now, this is a little bit tricky, so this will work in some situations and not in all, because it depends a lot on what your overall training program is looking like, whether you're able to get enough recovery days, how you respond to having more sessions versus less sessions. So this is something that is fairly individual, but it's something you could try. So let's say now you have been doing 2 lower body sessions a week, let's say Monday and Wednesday, because of course you want to have at least the 48-hour rest in between the 2 sessions. So you do Monday and Wednesday lower body, and then let's say Friday or Saturday, then you would do a very short session where you are just targeting like that weaker muscle. So for me, it's the hamstring on my left leg. So I would do even just 1 set of hamstrings. It is going to be an additional stimulus for that leg that your weaker leg, that your stronger leg is not getting. So that's something that you can try as well. So those are my thoughts on this. And like I said, I'm not a physical therapist. So if you have a muscle imbalance that you've really noticed, and or an injury or something like that, then please contact a physical therapist and get some real advice with that, and somebody who can do an assessment of your muscle balance. I know at least my gym offers that they will do that kind of muscle balance testing for you, and then they can give you some recommendations with exercises. So that is good. But one great way to hopefully, like if you don't have a problem already, that you don't sort of develop a problem over time. Because the thing is that once you start being a little bit stronger on one side, then the tendency is that when you're getting close to failure and you're doing something, some bilateral training, that stronger side is the one that then helps out a little bit more on that last rep. And so it's getting a little bit more stimulus than your weaker side, right? So it can start to compound over time. So these kinds of considerations, when you're thinking about programming over the long term, like adding in these unilateral sets over time, these are things that a trained personal trainer should be incorporating into your long-term training program. And that's one of the reasons why, just grabbing something on the internet might not be the best option, at least not in long-term. What I am going to be offering starting in the fall is a group training program. And that is exactly the kind of thing that I'll be paying attention to, is programming so that over time, or making sure that we're doing the right kinds of exercises. So we're doing some unilateral work as well to help you to make sure that you are not developing these kinds of imbalances, or at least to help you to notice if you are getting these kinds of imbalances. And by the way, they can be super, super tricky. I do leg press, unilateral leg press, so left leg and then right leg. And I have to be really careful about where I rest my non-working leg. Because what I noticed is that if I am not careful, my right leg will still help my left leg a little bit by pushing on the floor, for example. So I have to now hold my right leg a little bit in the air, or put it in a position where even if it pushes, it's not actually helping my left leg do its work. Yeah, it can be really tricky. Your body does these things even if you're trying to avoid them. It's kind of funny. So that was it for today. Short and sweet and to the point. And hopefully you learned something. And if you have some questions that you would like answered on the podcast, then please let me know. DM me in Instagram. That's the best way to get in touch. And I'll be happy to incorporate them in a future podcast. Till next time, happy training. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of 40 Plus Fitness for Women. If you're enjoying the podcast and want to show your appreciation, please hit the subscribe button. That helps me to reach more listeners, because it signals to the podcast algorithm gods that this is a good show. Talk to you next week.